Welcome to the Mad Bomber Racing Podcast. I know I've been slacking on podcasts at the beginning of the year. Life, that's all I got to say about it. But I was watching TikTok today, and I saw this interesting video of this guy. The title of the video was Stop Ruining Rare Cars, right? And this guy was really frustrated. He said that he went to a car show. He saw, he parked his car, his buddy parked his car next to him. And the guy, his buddy, proceeds to tell him about NSX that this guy has sitting in his driveway. Accurate NSX that he has sitting in his driveway. Cool. So he sends the guy a letter. The guy doesn't respond to the letter. He then proceeds to get the guy's address. He goes by his house. The guy doesn't want to sell the car, right? Because the guy knows the value of the car. Like, NSXs are, they've always been an expensive car. And they're still expensive. So we all know that. And the basis of his video was, like, his frustration. Him venting his frustration, which I understand. About, he said he hates people who are pipe dreamers. Or, like, they're always going to get around to something and all that type of stuff. And to a certain extent, I agree. But where the disconnect is for me is, everybody doesn't have to do everything on your time, right? And it's like, if I had a kid come up to my house, I had my garage open, and he asked me, did I want to sell my 240, right? And, everyone who listens to this podcast knows me. I'm not selling my 240. It's not for sale. It is what it is. And like, it was a car that I wanted. I was able to get it at the time. So, no, I'm not selling my 240. It's not for sale. And I politely explained, I was like, no, it's not for sale. Thank you for stopping by. And I just, I kept it moving. I wasn't rude. And I don't believe the guy in this video was rude about it. But I don't believe the guy who he was asking to sell the car was rude. But what I think, the guy, he came off as like very frustrated because the guy was like pressing him. Was like, he was trying to invoke an answer because he offered, the guy was like, the car is worth 100 grand. I own a car dealership, I'm going to take it down to my shop and I'm going to get it fixed when I get around to it. All right, cool. It's not the answer you want, but it's the answer you got. So deal with it, right? Whatever. But then it's like, he goes on to say, in like a separate video of like him venting his frustration about how, he feels like he hates pipe dreamers and, don't let these cars sit around and go to waste and all this type of shit, right? And my response to that is, I agree and also disagree at the exact same time, because you can let my 240, for example, if I want my 240 to sit in my garage for the rest of its life, then it is what it is. Deal with it. Like, you don't have any right to bitch at me about it because it's my fucking car. I paid for it. It's my name. I own the car. I can do what I want to with the car. You know what I'm saying? Do I want my 240 to sit? No, I actually have the desire to drive my car, but it's like I have a lot of life situations that take priority. I'm not a person where like I don't have kids and I can just spend my money on my car and stuff like that. Like I'm just not in that position. Like I don't make that kind of money to do that right now. But it's like, don't get mad because people have plans and dreams for their cars. Like, you don't know that guy was gonna move that car tomorrow. He probably had a plan to do whatever it is he was going to do. So you don't know. So it's like for you to be upset because you couldn't get your way is just childish in a sense, in my eyes. It's like, that's basically what it all came down to. It's like, he was really being childish about the situation because he couldn't get his way. And he was just throwing a fit because he couldn't buy the car. The car was never for sale anyway. And it's like, sometimes you get lucky knocking on doors and sometimes you don't. This time you didn't get lucky. This guy had no plan on selling his NSX. I don't blame him for it, because at the end of the day, the money is cool, but the money isn't worth the car at the end of the day, because it's like you have the car because you love the car, not because you love the money the car brings. So it's like there's a difference. Like, car guy, like, we're all different, and it's like I think that all should be respected. But to get online and throw a fit about something like that, it's kind of childish in my eyes. And maybe that's the same thing I'm doing. It's like throwing a fit and venting about it. But it's like, how can you be mad at somebody for not wanting to sell you their car when they had no intention of selling their car in the first place? You know what I'm saying? The hobby, like you tell somebody like you're ruining, like they're ruining their car because they're letting their car, you know what I'm saying, sit or whatever the case may be. But it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's a low mileage car. It is what it is. You know, and I'm pretty sure like there are people who feel like that about me and my 240. Like they feel like, oh, well, Tristan, you're just ruining your car. You know what I'm saying? You're not driving it. And you know, I do plan on driving my car this summer. I do plan on finishing my car this summer. And I've honestly, like, I really just have to have the time. Like, it's not even really like a money thing for me. I just need the time to do it. And it's like it's really hectic right now because, you know, I got house projects that need to take priority, and I just haven't gotten around to allocating that time to do that. Like, shit just hard right now. You know, it's hard for a lot of people. And you never know what somebody got going on. They probably could be, you know what I'm saying, going through a hard time, and you just like, oh, you need to do this right now, because if you don't do it, I'll at least, you know, let me restore the car for you and get it back on the road. And it's like, who said he wanted to give you 50 grand to fix his car? Like, that's kind of crazy. Especially if you own a dealership, like, why would I want to give somebody 50K to do something that I can do, that I can pay my people to do? Like, that doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous. So, whatever the case may be, man, people, you know, I think as far as like the car community is concerned, we have to get out of this habit of expecting people to do what we want them to do because that's what we want them to do. It's like, nah, bro, like, let people do what they want to do. Like, it's their car. I don't give a damn if it's a midnight purple R34. Somebody want to let it sit out in the fucking rain and get all rusty. Like, that's their business at the end of the day. It sucks. It really does suck for that to happen, but it is what it is. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. And it's like, maybe if we had the facilities to get that, you know what I'm saying, then cool, get your own. But it's like, who are you to criticize somebody about making a decision for themselves about what they want to do with their property? It's like, that just sucks, man. I think that is that that's that doesn't represent what I feel the car culture should represent, regardless of whatever car you have, regardless of who you think you are, whatever your status may be. It's like, let that person do what they want to do. Let them handle business the way they want to handle business. And if you don't like it, get over it, man. It is what it is. Move on. Like, you don't have to be mad about it, and you don't have to use everything as an opportunity for content either. It's like, people on TikTok don't give a damn about how you feel. Like, they're already biased and they want things to be their way anyway. So it's like, yeah, everybody in the comments is gonna be like, oh, well, he should have just sold you the car, or he should have done this, he should have done that, or you should have done this, or should have done that. And it's like, none of these people in these comment sections even have the facilities to even rebuild a fucking car, let alone the money to afford it. So it's like, whatever, man. Like, there are other intersections out there. Even in the video, he said he got his own. So it's like, what are you just trying to have it just to have it at this point? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of things, a lot of questions that from my perspective need to be answered, or that can be answered. And I don't think that he went about that the right way. And I don't believe that as a video that should have been made, or at least the title of the video is very, you know, clickbait, like, oh, stop ruining cars. Like, if that's the case, you could say that everybody in Japan who built a race car out of an Acura NSX has ruined the car, right? So let's be more specific. Like, when people put those rocket bunny kits on NSXs and they have to chop off, you know, parts of the frame for it to fit properly, like, oh, is that not ruining the car? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy to me. Like, all those NSXs that are race cars and stuff like that, the NSXR, is that ruining the car? Like, come on, man. Like, we can do this all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, is building a GT3 car or ruining a car? Is, you know, cutting fenders to put over fenders on it, is that ruining a car? Like, yeah, it's easy to say that when like everything is in production, but it's like when it's like now everything's out of production is ruining a car. Like, if I cut my 240, it's like, oh, you're ruining your car now? Like, no, it's my car. It's what I want to do. It's my vision. So it's like, that's his vision. Let him have his vision. And if you don't like it, build your own damn car. Go find your own NSX. Deal with your own shit at the end of the day. Like, control what you can control and let that man do what he want to do. I wouldn't personally, if I had an NSX, I don't care if I had time to work on it or not. It's not for sale. Like, it is what it is. I wouldn't personally sell an NSX unless I had three. Like, I don't believe I would sell my 240 unless I had three 240s, and I had like another, if I had a coupe and another hatch, and I probably would sell one of them, but that's it, like, because I don't want to keep the cars. And either way, it's like, regardless of if you restore the car or not, like, if you don't send it to a museum before you die, somebody else is just going to get it, and they're going to do what they want to do with it. Like, they're going to impart their vision on it. So it's like, what difference does it make? You can't take none of this shit when you die anyway. And I wish that these people understand, like, you can't take any of these cars back. Like, you can't take them with you to the grave. So it's like, if you're not putting them in the museum, then it's like, okay, cool. It's like, you're only here for a short amount of time. So it's like, what are you mad for? And like in the car community, like, we have so many people who just get upset about what other people do with their cars. Like, people get upset because somebody buys a base model Camaro and then they modify it and they put wheels on and they kit and paint and they're like, oh, well, your car's not a V8. Like, nothing's ever good enough in the car community, man. Like, all the time, it's like, because it doesn't match up with this person's vision, it's like they feel like having an opinion about it is cool, but then it's like, people walk around with this arrogance and an ego when it comes to their opinion about people's cars, and they just don't understand that, like, your arrogance and your ego about my car means nothing to me. Like, that shit's just frustrating. And we always have these problems in the car community, like, where these guys feel like they have to white knight for everything, and they have to, you know, they walk around with this shit with their fucking chest poked out, thinking that their opinion holds weight with somebody else's car. And it's like, yeah, fuck you, man. Anyways, that's all I got for you today. I will do better on longer podcasts. I'll do better on more podcasts in general. So thank y'all for listening.